Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
FBI agents lay all over the country involved in the attempted takedown of, I mean, the numbers are getting staggering here, over 160 Republican officials. And if you go through, some of these names you'll recognize, they're Trump deputy chiefs of staff. Others you don't know, but I know, because they are key to the Republican grassroots, both recruiting voters, which they did very well in the 24 election, but also turning out vote. This is literally the spine of the leadership of the Republican Party. 160 people, all of them now caught up in Arctic frost in this investigation. And I mean, I got a question. Okay. We got predicate. When do we start firing these, at a minimum, the special agents in charge? Every one of these offices that was involved, fired. At least get the lead agent in charge. I mean, just bare minimum. I can't, there is no way if we did this to Democrats, these people still be working.
No, none at all.
And it scares me to death every day they're still out there. When we find out what they've done in the past to us, what they will do to undermine this country. So the Biden era FBI, we're learning overnight, Operation Arctic Frost, as in frost out the Republican Party, so we have a one-party system.
That's cold.
Thank you. Investigate over 160 Republicans as part of this. Now, the Democrats would say, well, yeah, but they went to a judge. They got approval. Yeah, you go to a Democrat judge and you get approval. But like, okay, what did they argue? Okay, here's one of these. Just and I used this as an example earlier in the show. Ed Corrigan, you don't know him. He's the president of the Conservative Partnership Institute. Key grassroots guy for the Republicans, okay? And they've noticed we're doing a lot better in grassroots, so it's time for an arrest. He's a longtime GOP Senate aide. When they went to the judge, they argued he is, quote, pro-Putin. But their internal FBI memos had more details on why they wanted to get this guy. Quote, this is from internal FBI members. This is what gets you criminally investigated. He, quote, wants to build an infrastructure to train people for civil war. Oh, what do you mean civil war? He isn't training anyone for civil war. He was doing grassroots group work. Well, what really got them upset, Lee? It was this, quote, from the FBI memo. Corrigan secretly controls the Freedom Caucus. That's in Congress, yeah, right?
That's scary.
Conservative voting Congress members. Corrigan secretly controls the Freedom Caucus and has plans that are not good for the FBI. That's a civil war?
No.
Quote, Corrigan hates the FBI, who he refers to as spooks. Unquote. This is why they needed to get him. One of the 160 investigated. This is just growing and growing. So we knew it was more than 90 conservative groups, including Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. We know they were spying on the phone calls of 9 senators, and now we know 1 House member. I bet you Charlie Kirk's phone has to be one of those. And they would have targeted him because he was Charlie Kirk, people think of him as the really nice guy who went to colleges and converted kids, and he did, but on a nuclear level. I mean, this was a guy who registered 600,000 people to vote across six swing states and had a army of 1,500 ballot pushers full-time and ballot chasers. And what they would do is they would make sure you applied to get your absentee ballot, and then they'd chase it. Have you turned it in? Have you turned it in? Have you turned it in? They'll even show up at your house. They would text you. Highly effective, got 400,000 votes across the swing states for Republicans that we did not have before. That is why. And I told you when Charlie Kirk was shot, I said, well, you want to know motive? There you go. There's your motive. Now go backwards. That's your motive. Between him, Elon Musk, and in Pennsylvania, Scott Pressler, that's the election right there. Donald Trump is brilliant on the stump, but he could not build a grassroots organization or register voters to save his life. 25% of people at those Trump rallies weren't even registered to vote. There wasn't even a registration table. Trump just doesn't do that, like, granular grassroots stuff. So Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk, without those two guys, I mean, Elon Musk literally rebuilt the registration system. They were trying to put him in prison, too. I attached all the articles with that in my Battleground America podcast yesterday, sources section, if you want to go read all that. So, I mean, like, everybody who's effective, grassroots, or has any kind of control or participation in the Republican ecosystem that makes up the Republican Party is on this list, Lee, when you go through it. Let me bottom line this, okay? Because this is the bottom line here, and this is why the firings need to start ASAP. I mean, I don't know why it didn't start a few weeks ago when we began to learn about this. Just fire them. Folks, the Democrats weren't just planning to put Trump in prison for the rest of his life. When they saw that no Republicans objected to him, I mean, think about the reaction. Just think even Fox News, okay? I remember when all of the Trumps were broomed from Fox News. Not Trump Jr., not Lara Trump. None of them could even appear. And the Democrats went, wow, we could put all these people in prison. And nobody's going to object. Look, they're not even objecting to what we're doing to Trump. Folks, the Democrats weren't just planning to put Trump away for the rest of his life. They were going to put the whole leadership of the GOP ecosystem away so no one would ever want to be a part of it again. They were using the DOJ and Arctic Frost as weapons. You don't leave that in place. You don't. Fire them. Just fire them. I mean, honestly, I'd go at just cursory glance, several deep in each one of these FBI offices. I'd take out the leader, the special agent in charge. I'd go at least three deep just for starters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is an issue that we've been talking about here for quite some time, that the entire federal bureaucracy is still infiltrated by folks that are still loyal to the progressive Democrats.
You leave this in place, why bother with any of it? Don't even bother.
Yeah.
You can't leave this in place. It gets worse every single day. I don't know what the holdup is. I don't get it. But here's something really interesting that's going on right now. Do you notice Trump put a Truth Social post up about 2 days ago? And he point blank said, we now know everything about how they stole the election. We have it all. Yeah. I thought that was interesting. You have it all. Okay, cool. So
put it out there.
Put it out there.
Yeah. Because we've heard this before.
Yeah, we have heard this before. And look, my mental like sort of calendar for this is I want to see action by Christmas. If there's no action by January, year is past now. Since you were sworn in, then we got problems. Just something is bad wrong here. And I appreciate everything Trump is doing, but something stinks to high heaven. We gotta act. We gotta move. We are running out of time because these guys are gonna sue to stay in place, and we're gonna have to fight them. We're gonna get liberal judges and have to fight our way up. We'll end up at the Supreme Court. We don't have time. I mean, 2 years bare minimum is what I would allot just to get these guys out of government, just to be safe that they'll go. Because if this is what they're willing to do to put the entire party infrastructure under investigation.
Well, that's where the threat is, Tara.
Yeah. They gotta go. This country's not safe till they're gone. And when you say to me, okay, we've got it all. We know exactly how you did, you know, everything that you did in the election. Okay. I believe them because we've been seeing signs of that lately because they're going from state to state to state and demanding a certified copy of the voter registration rolls. And they're getting fought hard by the Democrats.
Yeah, right.
That whole South Carolina Beach Democrat house fire, the judge who tried to stop them from turning over the rolls and her house burns.
Yeah,
the Democrats zero in on that and say that was caused by Trump administration asking questions about voter registration. They don't want us asking questions about voter registration. They tried to pretend it was a MAGA arsonist. It wasn't. The house just caught fire. So,
well, they're also trying to imply that the whole operation, the whole idea behind looking at these voter rolls is somehow illegal, immoral, or unethical. It is not. It is something that is made available to candidates and parties on a regular basis all the time. It is simply the fact that you've got the administration wanting to see where the folks who should not be on those rolls are. And there are people on these voter rolls who should not legally be on there, period.
And they want to cast this as election interference.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Never mind that you and I today, if we wanted after the show, we could go down and get the voter rolls. They're asking for the certified copy because they want to run it against the Social Security database, the Department of Homeland Security Foreign
and
Citizen database.
All these things have are the names. Yes, there's addresses because it lists where you – what precinct that you're in. It does not tell how you voted. It only tells people what elections you voted in. So there's no huge secret here.
But it does – you know what they're getting? They're getting – most of it is public, yes, but there is personal identifying information that is not. And so they do – but it is your address is public. But like you go in there – they want to go in there – and they're going to run that because remember what Joe Biden, first president ever to do this, barred states from running those against the Social Security and the Department of Homeland Security database. It's because of the number of illegals that were registered. That's why. That's what they're doing. And I guarantee you somebody voted for those illegals. I guarantee you they did. That's going to be a major scandal, okay? Here's the other thing I want to know, because this went radio silence too. When Trump says this week, we have it all. We know how you guys did the 2020 election. Never forget this. Because this is the thing that has me so interested that, remember, the Chinese took the data they stole from users of TikTok and used it to create 19,000 fake absentee ballots that were also indistinguishable from the real thing. We caught one tranche of them going through Chicago O'Hare. And then Kash Patel comes out about 2 months ago and says, yeah, the FBI also had whistleblowers coming to them saying China's mailing these ballots in all over the country. They're trying to get Joe elected. The FBI not only didn't investigate that, but their system, you know, logs all interviews and all open investigations. They went through and wiped all of it off the server as if it had never existed and no one had ever interviewed the guy. It was a local office that interviewed him. Where are those ballots? When they caught him in Chicago O'Hare, it was Customs and Border Patrol that caught it. Were they going through the mail? Or were they like in a shipping container? Has to be some kind of manifest on that, Lee. Who put it there? Where was it going? You get that? You pull that thread? Folks, I have a feeling by the end of this whole thing, the fireworks, you think we've seen scandals now from the Democrats? Oh, we're just getting started. We're just getting started. But these people in the FBI are capable of absolute mayhem. We saw what they did with the Russia collusion hoax. They are capable of another hoax. The Russia collusion hoax out of the FBI took down the last Trump presidency, destroyed it, wasted it. You can't leave these people in place. That is what we learned yesterday. So they got to go now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.